Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Hey, it is time to hoop it up this weekend with one of our favorite guests of the Big E Sports Show. He is the signature face and voice of ESPN College Basketball, a tremendous ambassador for the game that we all love. Always a pleasure to welcome back the incomparable Dick Vitale. Welcome back, Dick.
Well, thanks a lot, Elissa. Really, certainly excited to be back. It's another great year in college hoops. We've already had many, many surprises, and I think that really is the essence of college hoops, the fact that the little guy can beat the giants, and the Goliaths can certainly suffer, as we saw just recently. Two unbeatens went down at home. Tennessee got beat by Oakland. Louisville got beat by Drexel. And it doesn't happen in football. Football is very, very rare when you get a team of a mid-major to beat at one of the big-time major schools.
Well, I'm glad you talk about college football. This is the perfect segue because I wanted to get your thoughts. You're a resident of Florida. You cover the Gators on a regular basis. What is the pulse among Gator fans right now with the hiring of Texas' defensive coordinator, Will Muschamp?
Well, you know, he certainly seems to bring a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and certainly seems a guy that's got great passion. The only thing I question is the fact that, you know, it's one thing being a second lieutenant than it is being the captain, to be somebody that can make decisions at the heat of the moment and also has to deal with the media. Your role and responsibilities change drastically. So we really don't know. We don't know if Will is going to be that star that people are projecting to be. And you really got to say that Jeremy Foley really made a gutsy, gutsy move in making that move. It could turn out to be super, but it also could turn out to be a disaster. Many superstar assistant coaches who went thrust into the big-time show as the leader, that they don't absolutely get it done. And that will be really interesting to follow.
Florida's been a program, though, Dick, in the past that has rolled the dice, taken that gamble. You said a gutsy move by Florida's athletic director, Jeremy Foley. But didn't they do the same in terms of when they hired Billy Donovan? I mean, I know Billy's going to probably have some words of wisdom for Coach Muschamp, right?
Well, you know, it's certainly very true. The only difference is Billy had some head coaching experience where Will doesn't have any, and that's a big, big difference. It really is. He seems to have all the parts. I mean, listen to him at his press conference. He wanted to dress up and play. It seems like he'll be a dynamic recruiter. Florida itself is a very attractive school to many kids. Beautiful campus, lots of success. They'll spend big dollars, great facilities. So with all of that, I mean, he really looks like he will be the guy to get it done. But all I'm simply saying is we don't know until we see him operating from the role of being the boss.
Well, you got to love, as you had mentioned, his energy, his passion. He is unproven as a head coach. But, you know, the fact being at Texas, I mean, that's one of perhaps the biggest stages of all of college football.
Well, yeah, you know, and obviously they're coming off a season where certainly defensively they can't put their hat out and say we did a great job this year, because they really have been a disappointment. I mean, really, Texas had to be a major, major disappointment this year in football, but he's highly acclaimed by everyone. Talk to people that really are on the in at ESPN, guys who really follow college football religiously, and they tell me he's a great choice. So time will tell.
What was your reaction hearing about Urban Meyer's sudden retirement? It was kind of Brett Favre-like. I mean, is he really retired, or will he come back eventually in 5 years or so?
You know, it's tough for me to speak for someone else. I just know this. He is such a competitive person. I got to know Urban a little bit when he was at Notre Dame with the Fighting Irish as an assistant coach. My son-in-law actually played under him and raved about him, raved about his passion, his spirit. My gut feeling is, it's only a gut feeling, I think Urban is dedicated to his family now. The pressures have been unbelievable. He set a standard that is so high by winning two national titles. Very tough to maintain that. I think ultimately, my gut feeling is within 3 years, there'll be a press conference announcing that Urban Meyer, if healthy. I mean, we're hearing reports it might have been a health issue, but if he's totally healthy, I cannot see him staying away from the game. He's too competitive. He has too much to offer. His kids love playing for him, and I just feel he will be back.
Dick Vitale, the familiar voice with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You had just highlighted and talked about the demands of coaching. What kind of feedback do you get from even college coaches in basketball about just the demands, how difficult it really is, and it does affect your health?
Well, it's really tough today. I mean, you set standards sometimes by winning so much, Alyssa, that obviously they're very difficult to maintain that, and that's why I have such great respect and admiration for people like the Roy Williams, the Mike Krzyzewskis, guys that go on year after year, year after year, doing a phenomenal job, facing all the pressures in the world, people chasing them, playing at such a level, and saying all that. You got to give a salute out to Gino Auriemma is another one. I had a University of Connecticut women's team who's going to ultimately, to me, break the all-time record of John Wooden of 88 games in a row. And to me, that is amazing because you're taking everybody's best shot every night you step on a floor. And to have that consistency and to perform is really, to me, something very special. I would just simply say it's awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Absolutely. We love, big fan of Gino Auriemma, what he has been able to accomplish throughout the years. What about Joe Paterno? I mean, the Outback Bowl, Florida, Penn State, that's going to be a terrific matchup.
You know, it sounds on paper, really, you go, wow, Florida and Penn State. You got a little different story there. You got Urban Meyer coming to an end with his career. You got Joe Paterno on cloud nine, that he's going to come back. He's my idol, man. He's going to work till he's 90. I told my boss this weekend, I signed an extension for my contract for 5 years. I'll be under contract too in 2015. I said, my goal is to be the first announcer to walk into an arena when I'm 90 years of age and saying he's awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Oh, congratulations on that extension. Hey, obviously we are here. Our home base is in Fort Worth, Texas. We've been talking college football. How about the fact TCU headed to the Rose Bowl? And also we wanted to get your thoughts on their big, big move to the Big East Conference. There's a lot of excitement down here.
Well, you know, the thing is this, that it's a great, great move for them, obviously. That area, television-wise, good ratings out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it's a plus also, especially in the world of football, for the Big East. I mean, now they're going to have to elevate their program in basketball to compete with the Goliaths in that league. But I think it's great for the school because, I just want to tell you, this week I put a tweet up, and people want to get my tweets and follow me on Twitter. They're going to go to Dickie V. That's all, just twitter.com/Dickie V. And one of the tweets I put up was, isn't it sad, isn't it really sad in football that a team like TCU could go undefeated and cannot fulfill a dream of playing for a national title because of the system? And you should have seen, Alyssa, the number of tweets that I got back from people who agreed when I said that college basketball is light years ahead of football. And I'll tell you, I put it up on my Facebook, too, where you can get me as well. I'm on Facebook. The real, got to go to the real Dick Vitale, though. And I'll tell you the truth, it's been so much fun communicating with the people and getting the opportunity to share insights with them through Twitter, through Facebook.
Well, we certainly need to have a three-way call and invite on the program with you one weekend. Mark Cuban, he's got the BCS plan, a plan to personally fund a playoff system and in order to do away with the BCS. What were your thoughts on that? An NBA owner wants a college football playoff system. You got to like that.
Well, you know, I think Mark, you know, is a very creative, innovative mind. He has a lot of, I think, great concepts and ideas. But, you know, I think that there's got to be a playoff. I just think it's ridiculous that there isn't one. I think that TCU should have been in a mix. Who's to say TCU can't beat the Auburns and beat the Oregons? They have earned the right to play. And if they sit in a scenario where they don't get a chance to have the gold trophy, I think is totally, totally outrageous. And I think it's absurd. And it's about time that those that make decisions do what's right. Because the kids, I don't know how you face those kids who have a terrific year and tell them they can't play for a national title. Hey, well, also I want to tell you, for the V Foundation, I'm trying to raise $1 million. People can help me by simply going to, I go to my website, www.dickvitaleonline.com. We're trying to raise $1 million for kids battling cancer. And one of the ways we're raising it, I have a new book out called Dickie V's ABCs and 1-2-3s for a bunch of kids, for little kids, all about the ABCs, the hoops, and it's just a lot of, it's a fun book. It's a talking book. You hit a button and you got me even talking. So it's a lot of fun. If people want to get it, just go to my website, DickVitaleOnline.com, or you can get it at the local Borders or local Barnes & Nobles at the stores as well.
A diaper dandy for sure. Dick Vitale with us just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Hey, let's move forward. Let's talk about the Big 12 Conference. I think all eyes this weekend will be on Bill Self's Kansas Jayhawks. They're going to receive a big boost with what the reinstatement of freshman guard Josh Selby. What an exciting and an explosive player. I can't wait to watch him.
Well, you know, certainly Santa Claus came early for Bill Self because that is he's a program-changing kind of player. I mean, he's a guy that takes them from top 15 in the nation and makes them a legitimate Final Four contender. Selby, along with the Morris twins and Taylor and the brilliant coach and a Bill Self, it should be a lot of happy moments in Rock Chalk Jayhawk land.
Well, real quick, I wanted to ask you, you know, once again, Bill Self, he's got his team 9-0, and, you know, they lost almost 50% of their scoring a year ago. They lose that terrific center in Cole Aldrich, of course, is with Oklahoma City Thunder. How has he been able to just continue to rebuild and have that level of consistency with the program? Does it all come down to good coaching, Dick?
Well, you know, I think when you talk about consistency, it really starts with leadership and people that really have a plan. They do a super job in making certain that all the people are playing for the right reasons, playing for the jersey that they're wearing, not thinking about NBA, NBA, NBA. And certainly he does a masterful job. So, again, I happen to be a big fan, man. I love Bill Self. In fact, we're going to honor Bill in about another year or so here for the V Foundation. He's a terrific humanitarian as well. I got to get a TO, listen, I got to run, man, but it's been great being on. Happy holidays to all the beautiful people out there. And if you can help me bring a smile to a child's face, please go to my website, www.dickvitaleonline.com, and help me raise that $1 million, because the dollars you help me raise might ultimately save the life of someone you love.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Dick. God's blessings, and we will catch up with you in the new year. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Alyssa.